Everybody, my name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be discussing a big scandal in the Christian music industry, and that is Newsboys. Frontman Michael Tate, or former frontman, is apparently a homosexual and did stereotypical things. So this is a huge scandal in the Christian music industry, and we're going to kind of go into it and evaluate the claims that are being made by the bandmates about their lack of knowledge of the situation, as well as a loose overview of what the allegations are against Michael Tate, because they're not really specific. They're not on the record, really, because they're not, right, you know, they're still kind of in the anonymous stage. But it's also in the stage that everyone knows what's been going on behind the scenes at Newsboys, and the sin has been found out. Seems to be the big picture story of what's going on here. So we're going to dive into this scandal, and maybe I should make a joke about Christian music being kind of in this direction already, but it's really not all that way. There's a lot of bad apples in the Christian music industry, but there's also some pretty decent people that actually do care about Christianity in the Christian music industry. It's not Amy Grant, but it is someone like John Cooper of Skillet. He's actually the real deal. So anyway, let's dive into the story, but first I want you to know, Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. You can support our work over our Patreon-like system, where you get bonus access to bonus content and support independent Christian media. And, you know, like I said, more access to more content. We have a free newsletter, but the least you can do is like this video, subscribe to the channel, to the podcast, if you are new. So, I wrote this article for Saturday, and I had some fun with it, I guess. The next God's Not Dead movie will need a new ending, as Michael Tate's departure and subsequent publicity hit from allegations against former frontman threatened to undo a band that's been a staple of contemporary Christian music for decades. And something that needs to be acknowledged about Newsboys is they're not a typical band. They're not like other bands. I actually kind of... maybe it's a little bit of a conspiracy theory of mine, but they are more like a sports franchise team than a, you know, maybe owned by like a record label or whatever, than they are like a normal band that I would listen to on the regular. I mean, I have like one Newsboys song on my phone, so it's not like I hate their music or anything like that. And even though I only have one song, it's not like I only like that song of theirs and none other. It's just that their other songs would not blend in with my playlist here that has a lot of heavy metal on it. But anyway, if you look at the timeline of Newsboys, they don't have any members of their original lineup still on the band. And each one of those lines is an album. So it's like, was it fourth album onward? They don't have none of their members from their first albums are on the band currently, which is very interesting. I guess John Davis came back, but at times, or I think that's Jody Davis, sorry. So it's interesting that this is kind of what a band's members look like. And I'm familiar with a lot of bands that have, a drummer, for instance, that changes every album, or, you know, they have a drummer that goes on tour with them, but he's not really a part of the band. So there's stuff like that, but Newsboys is a pretty interesting case to me. But anyway, I've had that opinion about them for a long time. And again, that's not to denigrate their music or anything like that. It's just kind of like, okay, maybe they're more of a creation of the Christian music industry, but it is what it is. It's just a comment on what they are, not a comment on whether it's good or bad. It's just not the typical band that people are into. So Michael Tate became their frontman in 2009. And before that, he was with DC Talk and had a solo career and stuff like that. So he's been in the Christian music industry for decades, going back to like the 80s. So him being a part of Newsboys was probably a big deal at the time. You know, I wasn't old enough to know or care about the Newsboys back then. Like I made the joke about God's Not Dead, but that's probably my first exposure to Newsboys outside of their music maybe being sung in my church. Again, don't know all their catalog, But anyway, so Michael Tate's surprise departure from the band played a larger role in killing the band's upcoming tour, but behind the scenes, the people involved seemed to have known what was coming. Faith Line, which canceled the Canadian tour, acting on, in part, what they knew was coming. So I'm going to read the first couple paragraphs of their announcement of canceling the Canadian tour. This is not a decision we made lightly or without heartache. It comes after prayer, wise counsel, planning, financial sacrifice, and an unwavering desire to see lives transformed through worship and community. We invested in not just resources, but our hearts, believing this tour could be a powerful move of God across our nation, meaning Canada, and they could use a powerful move of God right now. While the initial excitement around the tour was strong both from the general public and across Canada, the growing lack of interest and the mounting questions came as a direct result of Michael Tate's unexpected departure, which we were not informed of in advance. This is kind of contract language of, you know, when we signed this contract to do this tour, y'all had your full lineup intact. And now that you don't, we're using this as pretext for, you know, any sort of legal ability to avoid or exit a contract situation. That's kind of how that reads. Since that time, additional information regarding the nature of his exit has surfaced. This information has come from sources we consider to be consider credible and trustworthy. While we will not speculate publicly, we can say with confidence that what has come to light has raised serious concerns for us as a faith-based organization. The handling of the transition lacked clarity and transparency, leaving both our team and the public in a difficult position. Then they kind of explained their refund policy and all that other stuff. But this came out before more recent bombshells regarding Michael Tate were made. So people knew that this was coming. And after he departed the band in back in February, he was accused of being a homosexual by a gay activist. So that person has a history of actually outing some people in the Christian space of being homosexual, by the way.
From a meeting at the office to a big first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every event. But clothes don't make the man. So why stuff your closet with things that only work for some situations? With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting. Their clothing is understated and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They craft each piece by combining timeless style and modern performance materials, so you can stay looking good and feeling comfortable from morning to evening. No wardrobe changes required. Browse everything from summer-ready tech linen shorts and anti-odor polos to tailored sweats and crews for a night in. They can outfit you for anything, no matter what's on your agenda for the day. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com, promo code MACK25.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
So, and that was published by Protestia back in February. I remember reading that article, which they published as a record of, hey, there's allegations being made. They're not necessarily substantiated, but we want to document who this is coming from and stuff like that. So that, and they were concerned about that being used as a cudgel against, you know, all of Christianity and stuff like that. So they published that article, and apparently what was alleged in that article has a lot more steam to it now. It has been reported that Tate had engaged in non-consensual sexual activity with three different men in 2004, 2010, and 2014, respectively. All three men were in their 20s at the time of the actions and feared that they would be blacklisted in the Christian music industry if they revealed the incidents. And while the words grooming and predator are being thrown around, the actual substance of the allegations are sexual assault and sodomy. Again, they're not being groomed here. They were being preyed upon in a, you know, quid pro quo sort of way. But yeah, they were all adults. And that's something that's worth mentioning. Now, again, Michael Tate being a homosexual, going after younger men, that's kind of what, that's common gay behavior. Just to be clear, they don't care about age gaps in that lifestyle. They don't care about age gaps. So, Newsboys came out with their own statement, and they say, last night, the statement's a few days old, last night, our hearts were shattered when we read the news alleging drug abuse and inappropriate sexual actions by our former lead singer, Michael Tate. While Michael Tate has not addressed these allegations, we are devastated even by the implications. First and foremost, our hearts are with the victims who have bravely shared their stories. And okay, if you're anonymously making allegations against Michael Tate, even if they're true, you're not being brave. And the fact is, you know, I believe in a duty to report. So 10 years later, that's not brave. Just being real about that. Especially if you were in your 20s. Anyway, if you're a victim, we urge you to come forward. We absolutely do not condone any form of sexual assault. The four of us are husbands and fathers. Between the four of us, we have 14 children. Our wives and children have made many sacrifices while we have dedicated our lives to playing music together that glorifies God. We are horrified, heartbroken, and angry at this report. And in many ways, we feel as if we and our families have been deceived for the last 15 years. When he left the band in January, Michael confessed to us and our management that he had been living a double life. And they put that in quotes. So those were Michael's words. At least that's the implication that these are Michael's words. But we never imagined it could be this bad. And that's from Jeff, Jody, Duncan, and Adam. So the band has put out a statement saying that they did not know how bad the implications were. And I have a hard time believing this. You know, the four of them are husbands and fathers, but Michael Tate is not, as far as I can tell. Doesn't look like he's married, doesn't look like he has children. And I gotta say, he's a frontman musician. Like, let's not pretend like ladies aren't interested in that. The other thing is, if you're going on tour with someone for 14 years, granted, rotating lineup at Newsboys, like I mentioned earlier, they had a lot of lineup changes over the course of their, what is it now, 30 years of activity? They've had a lot of lineup changes. But how do you not pick up on signs that he's a sexual deviant? And supposedly, this is an open secret in the Christian music industry that has been being covered, that has been covered up for decades, who Michael Tate was and the fraud that he perpetuated. Now, Protestia claimed in their reporting that multiple bands refused to tour with Newsboys because Tate's buggery is an open secret, and they did not want to be associated with that behavior of his. Now, Protestia, they are way closer to the Christian music industry than I am. Fun fact, though, I might have like one connection, a pretty solid connection, but small time. So, hopefully that grows as I get more and more connected, but that's a real life connection. That's not even an evangelical dark web connection. But anyway, maybe you've heard of this group, but anyway. That's at most I can flex on my knowledge of the Christian music industry. But There are a lot of people, and John Cooper of Skillet has talked about this, a lot of people in the Christian music industry that aren't really believers at all. This is just what they do. Maybe they're theater kids that grew up in the church, but they don't take Christianity seriously at all. So John Cooper's talked about that. And, you know, Amy Grant's a prominent example of someone who doesn't take Christianity seriously at all. And she's a fraud. Lauren Daigle, I would put her in the same camp. A lot of these people, big names, don't take Christianity serious. They're not willing to take up their cross and follow Jesus. So Michael Tate, apparently the same way. So this is seriously disappointing, but a lot of people might say the Christian music industry is fake and gay. So I just got to say, I find it very difficult to believe that they never knew that Michael Tate was a homosexual, which is the key part of this scandal. Everything that he did otherwise is stereotypical behavior. But Michael Tate being a homosexual is the huge scandal here. That is earth-shattering for the Newsboys, and maybe they can recover from this. Again, it's not like they've never had a lineup change. But reputationally, this is a huge hit. And I have a hard time believing that no one knew about it, let alone how bad it was. So those are my thoughts. I don't think Newsboys is being forthright and honest about this, because it seems like they knew this was coming. A lot of people who were acting behind the scenes knew that this news was coming. They knew that the Newsboys news was coming. So it's come now, and it's not done coming yet. So we'll see how worse this gets. But for now, that's all I got for today. My name's Ray, the Evangelical Dark Web. If you like this kind of content, do subscribe to the channel, to the podcast. If you're new, have a blessed day. Stay based. Christ is King. And we will catch you on the next one.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.